This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey, today's show is brought to you by Sock Fancy. These are awesomely random socks. They come every month. It's free shipping everywhere in the world. Hundreds of designs. You never get the same pair twice. They look really nice. Free exchanges. You can cancel any time.
Can I say, Hayes?
Yeah, because it doesn't talk
ad,
about
this. Ad, yeah.
I'm just
the
going
ad
through
hits
it.
A lot of great points. Obviously, they're random. They're so random. It's insane.
Not that random. I just don't want people to worry that they're like look like your feet is a snake or something. It's not. They're just like fun.
But
designs.
They could do that.
No, it's within their rights.
Yeah, but they could look like street art, graffiti, which is really starting to grow a real fan base.
But yeah,
they could look like anything. But what they don't talk about as much. I mean, it says they're made of 70% premium comb cotton, but these socks are so comfortable and so durable that for guys like me and Hayes, who the bones of our feet is on the outside of our feet, it is so difficult to find a sock that, first of all, can stand up to the bones.
And gather them.
And can hold them in place. Mm-hmm. And that also—
Without hurting me.
That aren't hurting and crunching the bones up, back up into the leg.
Yeah.
So that I sort of yelp, shoot up in the air like a cat.
Yeah.
Like Bonkers the cat.
Yeah. He's a bobcat.
Yeah.
Just, I'm not correcting you. It's just being specific.
Yeah. Totally nuts. So these socks, Sock Fancy, get them for normal feet.
And
they work
for
great.
Inside bones as well.
They're for
yes.
normal feet. They work great. But what I'm saying is, even if your feet have bones on outsides of them,
yeah.
like Hayes has.
I actually have both.
Yeah. He's got two sets of bones. Double bones feet. And for me, I just got the one set. It's on the outside. Yeah. It sits on top of the skin, and the skin and the meat is in a sack inside the bones. And the bones create sort of a cage, and it's so hard for me to find great quality socks with hundreds of designs. And I found it. I go to sockfancy.com/handbook. And if you do that yourself, you'll get a free pair added to your subscription when you enter that code handbook at checkout. So go ahead, do it. Get the socks and the feet and the bones.
Socks. So, lying in the dirt with Mickey, blue eyes, and he's showing me, you take the butter box, cut the little...
Oh, no.
Woman, I don't
and
know.
The
native woman,
yes.
you cut the
yeah,
knees.
Sacagawea, yeah.
Yes, you cut Sacagawea.
And you do the...
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And it look
like
frontal torpedoes.
Doing, uh-huh, torpedoes, mm-hmm.
Yes.
So...
And I look at that and I say, wow, I wonder if I could do that with myself.
With your own knees,
yes. That could be very exciting for me.
Well, sure, because that's free. This, you don't have to buy the butter.
Yes, I don't have to eat all this butter.
Yeah.
So Mickey's like, no, don't do that, but I've already gone really far.
Oh, good luck stopping Hayes and once he's got an idea, Mickey.
I already cut my big, I'm wearing like this long t-shirt, and I already uh-huh. cut the window out,
mm-hmm.
and I am sort of contorting myself into position,
mm-hmm.
but it ends up, I went too far. I put them too far back.
Oh, wound up with your head down.
I'm sort of chewing on my butt.
Okay, and you're chomping away.
Yeah.
And what was that sensation for you in terms of, your slurping well, and also, up.
And my mouth is full of butter down. At this point, too, because I had just been eating all and this so butter. And it's hard to swallow. At some point, it gets very hard to swallow.
Well, so some of the butter's coming out into your butt as you are chomping away at it. And that's a situation that I'm sure Mickey Blue Eyes had a comment about. No?
I can't hear. I know he was talking.
Because you're so far
at that
in.
Point, and my head is kind of all under my – my t-shirt is so long.
And so now a man, a nice boy like you who only wanted to see himself with some frontal torpedoes is in a situation where he has maybe acquired a fetish.
Mm. So, and yes, I have – so that explains what I was doing when you drove up.
Well, no, and I knew it was something like that.
Yes, but what I'm learning is it does have to be in the dirt because the butter gets – it creates kind of a butter mud.
Mm.
And that is
– careful who you say that around.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know what I mean, but
– but that is a big part of it, it turns out. So that's why I was so mad because you're like, why – you know.
Well,
Why are you so upset?
You were so mad, right, because you were trying to do it on the carpet.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook.
Hi, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names and red carpet linebacks. Hollywood is this industry we call showbiz. What up, what up?
Darcy
Cardin, and that last name makes me think of cardigans, which is a kind of sweater I have on, and isn't that sort of fun to play with words?
Oh, it is so fun to play with words.
Yes.
What did you have to eat today?
Yeah, what have you eaten?
So far, I've eaten one deviled egg.
Yes, and it just for the official time, it's 1:39 p.m., and she's had a deviled egg.
And I mean half, actually, because one deviled egg would probably be two.
No, that's one. I think
that's
that
one
is
deviled
one
egg.
Deviled
yeah, that's egg. One deviled egg. No, one I've, deviled we've had this argument before. No, that's one deviled egg. It's not one egg.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Half an egg.
A deviled egg is half an egg.
And Sam, you made some deviled eggs for as you do every time we do a show. And how do you do them?
Yeah. Why do you make the devil's eggs, Sam?
I feel like I should contribute to the show. People is hungry.
Yeah.
People is hungry. Mm-hmm.
And you're sort of a sweet little angel, but you make the devil's eggs.
Oh, that's true.
Then does that help you be an angel because you're sort of getting all the devil out into these eggs?
You put it in the tree.
Sort of a yin and yang.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Which one are you?
Yin.
Mm. That's what I was picking up as well. Speaking of
Yang.
Eastern
Yang.
Philosophy.
Ed Yang, who wrote the second episode
and
of
Alan
The Good
Yang.
Place.
Yep.
And Heaven and Devil.
Right. Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
Speaking
and the
of
devil.
God.
Yes.
And God. You're in The God Place.
Yes.
It's a big show on NBC.
Mm-hmm.
And they're making the show. And it made me really think as much as it made me laugh.
Oh, that's good.
Is that okay?
No, that's good. That's what we want. That's God.
Okay. Because I watched it, I turned it on saying, oh, I'll laugh. And then here I am thinking.
Okay. Yeah. Didn't expect that.
And wondering, and since you're one of the stars of the show, maybe you can answer some of the questions. Who would go to The Good Place?
And how did they do the show?
And who made it? Thank you. Yes.
Okay, those are great questions.
Uh-huh.
So who would go to The Good Place?
Mm-hmm.
How did they make the show? And
who made it?
Well, I would say it's funny. You know, I think when we think of like heaven and hell, we kind of think like half the population would go one place and half would go to the other place.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of what we've all been raised to believe?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, with this,
exactly
it's like,
half,
it's not that at all. It's like the top, like, I mean, 1% almost. It's like hardly anyone
is going to the God Place.
To the God Place.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. So
we're looking at like, you know, the cream of the damn crop.
What? Wow. Now, what do you think happens when we die? Are we just worm food?
I think we're worm food.
We're worm food.
Yeah, I think we're worm
food. So I'm not going to be able to play with Hayes?
Well, it does. I mean,
see, because that's actually a very cynical way of looking at it.
I know.
The way I, because I think about this a lot, and I've actually studied it, and I read the book.
What book?
Mm-hmm.
The book.
Go ahead.
Yeah, spiritual.
It's a book.
It's Watership Down, right?
Yeah, it explained what happened when an animal dies.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What actually happens, if you do read about it, is you do get to play with all your friends. And even your friends who are still alive are up there already and at the same time.
Kind of like time is a flat circle type deal?
Yeah, ooh. I don't know if you understand.
Are you thinking of a watch? You're thinking of a, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because watches are the flat ones.
Those are flat circles.
Okay, yeah. Right.
And they say what time it is, but not if you don't move them around.
Right.
They have a little wiggly on the side and you have
true.
To squish with it.
Is that kind of what you mean?
No.
It's not quite
I'm talking
that.
About playing with my friends.
Okay, so you're playing with friends that are alive, friends that are dead. And are you like the age you are now? Are you a kid? What are you?
I can be different ages.
You can?
Hey, so am I playing with you up there right now?
No, because I'm not up there yet.
And me neither.
I'm right here.
Okay.
But somebody is playing with me up there.
That's what I'm asking, Hayes.
Well, right. Who, though?
Right.
Like, who's your friend?
My friend?
Name a friend.
That's dead. In the God place?
Yes.
I guess Prince.
Yeah. So you get to play with Prince up there now. Yes.
Yeah. So Prince is playing with me, and he's playing with you.
Right.
But is he playing – are we playing with each other?
The thing with me and Prince is we are probably not playing one-on-one. We did not really have that kind of relationship.
But, like,
group outings.
Yeah,
group
that's
outings.
Right. That's right.
That's awesome.
And sometimes I would get there first.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
And then what do you even do? Look at your phones?
Yeah, I mean,
just
I pretend
the two of
to
you.
Or have to go to the bathroom, you know?
It's like – and then all of a sudden –
but you wouldn't get up from the table, right? You'd just sit there and talk about how bad you have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And Prince would be like, well, just go.
Just something to talk about.
Right. Anything.
But then I'm worried, like, once I go and come back, I will have nothing. So I have to take a really long time to go.
Yeah, so this that conversation would be Prince going like, so what are you working on right now? And Hayes would be like, I just really have to go to the bathroom so bad. It's really hurting me. And Prince would be like, well, go. The door's right there.
It's
there's no one
me.
In there.
Yeah.
And Hayes would go like, oh, God, it kills. I got to go so bad. Which is like, you know, an interesting conversational technique.
Yeah.
Speaking of which.
Here we go.
Broad City.
Yes.
Broad City.
Would they go to the
Are they
God
going
place?
To the good place?
Well, it's hard to say because I feel like almost nobody that we know would be going there.
Yeah, because you said damn before.
Am I allowed to smoke weed up there?
No, man.
Wait a minute. I can't smoke weed.
But George Washington did.
That's true. But he's actually in one of the episodes, it said the only president that's up in the good place is Abraham Lincoln.
Right. Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, I know you did.
Well, I know all this stuff.
I know you're about
show.
To say that.
So,
so
tell me what happened. Okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
Because you aren't in all the parts.
Right,
you know?
That's true. That's true. Good point.
And you were in that part, though.
I don't think I.
Yeah, you were.
If I'm not mistaken, I think some of those Broad City girls smoke weed.
Yeah, that's true.
So are they going to be smoking weed up there and are they getting in trouble?
I think. I don't think you can smoke weed. The thing about the good place is it's like sectioned off into neighborhoods, and we are just exploring one neighborhood. So I, you know what, maybe there is a neighborhood where they're smoking dank.
Where they're smoking weed. Because then if they're doing that, if they smoke weed, then I would think the Broad City girls can be there. But if not, I don't think, because if I'm not mistaken, I think they like that stuff.
I think so
that
too.
That extreme cooch.
I think they do, yeah.
Yeah, they smoke the dankest cooch.
Yeah.
You seem to be dodging the question of how they do the show.
Oh, yeah, how they do the show?
Yes.
Okay, so like...
Oh, sorry. And then if you could answer when they had the idea for the show.
Okay,
were
sure.
Were they chiefing that kind, Koosh?
Oh, wait, are we talking Broad City now? Or are we talking...
No. No, but it seems like some of these ideas, you'd have to be chiefing the kind, Koosh, to come up with that.
Right, okay, well, I...
Broad City to me is a normal idea. I understand where they came up with
that
idea.
Yeah, totally.
It's kind of just like me and my friends.
It's like there's a camera in my apartment watching me Skype with my friends.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
A different camera than the Skype camera even.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's starting to – now I feel like I'm chief in a kind of couche. But how'd they make the show?
Okay, so how they made the show. I would say it was just like, you know, we got yourself a Mike Schur who's got, you know, we're talking Parks and Rec. We're talking.
That's who made the show. That's a different question I want answered.
Right. Yeah.
How they made it.
So I think it's like.
NBC. How did this get made?
Okay. I think it's pretty much like, you know, they had writers and a bunch of actors.
Yeah.
And we'd be like, let's go to the set. And then, you know, you'd like.
So you're instigating that. Like, everyone's kind of hanging out in a room and you're going like, hey, guys, we should probably head to the set if we want the show made.
Yeah. Like, I mean, me or someone else. It depends on the day.
But I feel like a lot of the time it's probably you going, it's almost 4.
Yeah.
We have to be off the set by 8.
Right.
Can we please go to the set and make something?
Honestly, I was raised to be a leader.
Mm.
My dad really takes that seriously.
I was raised to be a 2-liter. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Big bottles in my house.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
Ed, you get, like, not fizzy faster.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We go flat faster. Yeah, at my house. So I was raised to be a 2-liter. Okay, but your so dad similar. Wanted you to be one.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's like if somebody needs to, like, make something happen, I feel like I have it in me to just, like, say it's time to go to set or whatever.
Ah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to sit back and not say
yeah.
that.
Yeah, and then I'm in the show now.
You are?
No, you're saying that.
Yes. You go, now I'm in it. And then Yang would be like,
Whoa, man, I didn't even know you.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, Yang, you do.
Oh, okay. And then so now – that almost leads us directly into who made it, and okay. It sounds like it's you.
Right. In a way, I mean, like, in a way, yeah, in a way, yeah, sure, it's like me and Yang.
Uh-huh.
Talk about Janet.
Okay, so Janet is the character that I play on The God Place.
Yeah. Mm.
And, I have a hard time even talking about her because, okay, we got a big yawn over there.
See, that will happen.
Yes.
Thank you for noticing that. Because
Engineer
we do
Sam.
Need someone to have eyes on the yawning situation.
I turn my back to him because I want to feel good about what I'm doing when I'm making the show.
Yeah.
And Sam is not creating an environment that's conducive.
Yes. And what this is, it's a very forced yawn. It's not real. He is actually very into it, and he's pretending he's just like opening his
mouth.
He's got really
so
big.
Much sleep. I've seen
yeah.
him.
He's it's not a real yawn.
Ever. If anything, and I think, like obsessed with Janet, and he's like, not like I'm
yeah.
about to talk about
oh,
Janet.
Yeah,
like,
play it cool.
But
yeah.
he's a little mad that we're not talking about the eggs anymore. So he's being like, oh, I remember when the show was interesting. We talk about my eggs.
Yeah.
Well, I was getting ready to say God bless you because I thought you were going to sneeze.
Well,
wow, she was poised. She's even now it's infected your brain.
I know.
You're thinking, how do I get into the God place?
I
have to say
points.
Bless you all the time.
I gotta get those points. So the thing with Janet is I think of her as a robot, but I don't think she's a robot.
Oh, so this it, is
okay.
what
this
I want to ask about.
Yeah. Is she?
I yeah. want to know. Is Janet escaped from the Westworld?
Yeah. Is she so, Westworld
isn't
as
she
well?
Westworld?
Is she the Westworld?
She's way Westworld.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she's way. She.
Uh-oh.
Whoa, there's something in my eye. I'm going to blink weird for a minute. But don't
okay.
talk
and
about
I'll
it.
Tell the people who are listening if it's true.
Keep talking, though.
Oh, that was weird.
Okay. So,
it was on the
it was
other
like
side
your eyelid was licking your eyeball.
It was on the other side from me.
You couldn't see it.
So,
yeah, Janet is totally Westworld.
So, is there a feud between Janet and Siri?
Yeah, well, it's an old, yeah, it's like a
Janet versus Siri?
And Alexa.
Oh,
yeah.
No. Yeah.
But the cool thing about Janet is she has a body.
Okay.
So it's almost like one of those things where you're like, ooh, does Pandora and Spotify have like a feud? And Pandora's kind of like, we don't even think about Spotify.
Right.
Yeah.
So you think it's like on the same level, but then you're like, it's not on the same level.
You can give Siri and Alexa a body.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
But they don't.
Some people do.
Yeah.
Put them in a big doll.
Or like a canister is a body as well.
Oh, you mean like?
Like a coffee
yeah,
can.
Yeah, okay. That's not what I'm talking about, but sure.
What are you doing?
Well, the way
put
I
in a big doll.
Bend it up.
Put it in a big
put
doll.
Put it in a big doll.
And then ask it questions.
Yeah.
You brought up Pandora. Pandora's box. Is that what I think it is?
What do you think it is?
The Good Place. Y'all feel me? No, I'm bad today. I'm bad.
John has been very a little bit nasty.
You're nasty.
Today and
just today,
okay.
I'm a little bit,
and
you a know.
Yes.
Hayes says it's when girls are here.
That's
I don't think that's
what it
true.
Is.
It is sometimes when girls are here, he
gets
can get
a little
nasty.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Yeah.
That's kind of, we're kind of used to that.
Yeah.
Who?
Girls.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, perfect.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
Perfect.
What about them? Is that Broad City?
What? What did you just say?
Them.
What about them?
Yeah, girls.
What about them?
Is that Broad City?
Mm-hmm.
It kind of is.
Okay, wait. Oh, Girls, the HBO show?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
So is Girls Broad City?
Would girls be allowed in Broad City?
Would the girls from Girls be allowed from Broad City?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
What?
I don't think so.
Would the girls be allowed to go to the Good Place?
No. Do you think so? None of them. They wouldn't think so.
Do the girls smoke weed?
I think the girls smoke weed. Or, okay. Yeah, I think they like
do. No.
Yeah.
That gives you the craziest thoughts. Is that safe?
I don't, I mean, I think it's it's not unsafe. Or I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I think it's everything is in moderation.
Well, you know, I mean, let's be frank. You're okay. The number one Chiba hawk. You're driving the bus to Danktown. And you love to get zooted. So let's just be honest for once.
Okay.
What's the appeal there?
Of getting zooted?
So zooted.
I think, like, I mean, I actually, to be honest, like, I don't get super zooted.
Describe a dream
because your tolerance is so high.
When you were zooted.
Wait, say, describe
a dream you had.
Okay, a dream when I was super zooted. I think, like, the worst thing that happens to me when I'm zooted is, like, maybe just being too aware of myself.
In your dream?
Oh, wow.
See, I don't think I really dream too much when I'm zooted.
Oh.
You know lucid dreaming?
I do.
Can you do that?
I think I can.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Wait, or maybe I don't really know. Does that mean when you're in the dream and you're like, you're in a dream, do this thing?
And you say, I'm in a dream. I have control over my dream. And I have technology that allows me to do it. I have a little mask that I made with that I place my phone on top of. And the phone is timed to flash little lights in my eyes. It says, wake up in the dream.
Well, you can't adjust the lights in a dream. That's one way to know if you're dreaming.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the other way is if you think like, I'm pretty sure this is a dream. I'm going to take the cop's gun. And if he stops you, it's probably not a dream.
Ooh. No, that means it is a dream.
Ah, that's right.
Right.
And if he can't stop you, you're free to basically do whatever.
Anything.
Because it's real life.
Right, yeah. Then, I think I can do that.
Yeah, you can.
Wow.
When you are lucid dreaming, you have powers, superpowers.
Right. Speak on that. What are you doing with those powers?
Well, mine are – it's usually like I have a lot of bad dreams. So I think mine is like the type of thing where I feel that it's a bad dream and then I go, Darcy, you're having a bad dream. Mm. Don't make it bad anymore.
Right.
For example.
Yeah.
So you like, you know, if there's like a bad guy – if there's like a bad guy
– like a Sam type.
Someone's just like yawning.
Yeah.
You could be like, this is a dream. There's no way anyone would ever
be that
rude. I am
funny. I'm doing a good job.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. And then
– I'm funny. I'm fun. I'm interesting.
I'm interesting.
It's easy for 40 minutes to not yawn in my face.
Like
if that would be rude.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like if someone asks me a question and I'm about to answer it, there's no way somebody would ever like yawn crazy big and like not cover their mouth.
Yeah. Sure, sure.
So it's like I'm in a dream.
Ah, the fist in front of the mouth. That would be enough, right?
Yeah,
just a really minimal way to. Oh, wow.
Just to kind of say, like, I'm aware that I'm yawning. I know this is rude.
And I'm trying to shield you slightly. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be enough.
Yeah.
So that's how you know it's a bad dream.
Yeah.
And what do you do?
Oh,
Start like flying around?
No, I don't like flying around in dreams. That freaks me out.
Okay. Freeze all the people in your class. Freeze them.
And then, like,
put them in a funny position. So when they wake up, it's like, why am I hugging on the quarterback's butt? You know?
Yeah.
And that's the bully saying.
Yeah, totally. I'm trying to think of what I've ever, I think usually probably just like wanted to kiss people.
Okay.
Yeah. You got to freeze them first. Yeah. That's kind of what I'm talking about.
Freeze them so they can't kiss back.
Freeze them, kiss everyone in your class.
I want to kiss almost everybody without them kissing me back.
Yeah. I hate when they try to kiss back.
It's disgusting.
But then when they come out of it, they're sort of like, oh, something just happened to me.
Great.
It kind of feels good. Yeah. They don't know exactly what happened, but they did like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did really enjoy it.
Blessing and a curse.
That's true.
So,
what's up, bud?
Is Dilbert's dad going to go to a good place?
Dilbert's dad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will he be allowed in the good place?
Dilbert?
Yeah.
His dad.
Like the comic strip Dilbert?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has a dad?
Wait, how many other Dilberts are you friends with?
Well, I'm only
friends
with the one.
Are there a couple Dilberts?
I'm only friends with the one, but I've never even seen Dilbert's dad. I'm not kidding.
Oh,
his
really?
Dad is
this is
Scott,
what 60 looks like. Bad news haters.
Yeah.
He's letting you know what his age looks like.
His
and
dad
it looks
is named
good.
Scott. He created Dilbert, so he's his dad, and he has a great body. Incredible. Despite his age.
Incredible, yeah. People said at his age that he couldn't be that strong, but he's really teaching them what's what.
I don't know if Dilbert's dad will go to the Good Place, and that's not against him.
Okay.
It's hard, it's hard.
People like Dilbert.
That's, yes.
He made lots of people happy using Dilbert.
Well, then why are we not asking if Dilbert would go to the Good Place?
Well, Dilbert is actually not real. He's cartoon.
He's a fake guy, and that's why his hair looks weird.
Yeah.
And his boss's hair as well.
Right. Okay, so Dilbert's dad. I think. I don't know, guys. I don't know.
Dilbert recently went business casual. He doesn't have the tie flipping up anymore.
Okay.
And I think that Scott might have been disappointed that that was not a bigger deal to people.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a big deal to you?
Yes, and I made sure that he knew.
Big deal to you?
I'm still freaking out about it in a lot of ways.
How long ago was that?
It's hard to say. It's just the kind of thing that where you check all in after like a couple years, and now Dilbert is business casual.
It's like, when did that change?
Yes. Hits you like a Mack truck when you see it.
Right.
And for me, trying to piece my life back together as just a man in this world, knowing that Dilbert's tie could disappear like that, it makes me question what else is going to change.
Yeah, that's a really good point. It's scary.
Yeah, I've had trouble trusting, you know?
I do.
And it is kind of like what happens in the God Place,
that's
where sometimes
true.
There's like big sky bees and such. It is a little like, is that almost a metaphor for when Dilbert went business casual?
Dinging,
well,
yeah.
It's funny because you guys said like, how did this get made or whatever? And I like.
Not or whatever.
Okay. And there's like a part of me that's like.
That is what you said, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is what you said, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So I guess it's like, in a way, did Dilbert's dad have something to do with making The Good Place?
Yeah.
Was that a sneeze? Bless you.
Okay, then he earned it. So you're saying bless you,
but
which
we do
is
have rooms. We do have the sneeze rooms. You know those little rooms, Sam?
You know those rooms, Sam?
Sam, you know the rules if you have a sneeze coming on. Get up, go in this private room.
I forgot. And clean up after.
Mm-hmm. And clean up and send me a picture of the room and it's clean. So I know that when I go
in
there,
it's
not
going to
be.
One when it's dirty and one when it's clean.
Yes.
Yeah. So I know
what
you
did. Because you could be taking a picture of the room before you sneeze.
Well, one of the other sneeze rooms that I cleaned.
Yeah. Or you could just have one picture saved in your phone.
Yes.
Of a clean sneeze room.
Oh, yeah. No, you got to have a newspaper with it.
Yeah, you have to. Okay, that's right.
So, and hopefully a newspaper is open to Dilbert Page. Hopefully he has his tie.
He did such a cute little shimmy when he said that.
Yeah. Thanks. I'm a big sweetie.
Hollywood Handbook. Hello, it's me, Junior Scripps III. I'm old man Scripps's spry little whippersnapper of a grandson. I'm 75 years old. So today's show is sponsored by Howl FM, and I'm here to tell you about it. I hope you like the podcast so far. And I wanted to dispel some rumors about my grandfather's company and mine, and just say it's all piffle, hogwash, poppycock, and the like. The idea that we put nail gun nails into our employees' butts to make them sit and listen to podcasts longer, not true. Someone said we put industrial staples up into their eyebrows so that they are always sort of have their eyebrows up like, oh, good idea. That's interesting. And that's not, we don't do that. You know, listen to a brand new Howl original series, which is made in a totally humane way. It's A Night Called Tomorrow with James Urbaniak from the Venture Brothers or something, and Hulu's Difficult People, so okay. And in this 10-episode comedic noir, James Urbaniak and Azur Parsons, which I guess is supposed to be a real name, star as two Angelinos who stumble upon an intergalactic conspiracy in 1958 Hollywood. Ooh, that ties in well with the Hollywood Handbook podcast you're listening to. Maybe you'll like this, too. As far as some of the rumors about me personally outside the company, that I only eat dolphin meat, roasted dolphin meat, that's just crazy. I eat normal food, like beef patties and grown earth product, seed elements. So no dolphin meat for me. And I don't have private jets strapped to my feet so that I'm always technically on a private jet even when I'm walking around. That's insane. Anyways, what else? Oh, yeah, the show features an all-star cast, including, and strap in, because I'm going to lay some big names on you. Andy Richter, Weird Al Yankovic, Lauren Lapkus, Baron Vaughn, and more. How'd they get them? To listen to A Night Called Tomorrow and over 150 hours of exclusive Howl miniseries, go to howl.fm/Hollywood and start your free trial. Take it from me, Junior Scripps III, the youngest of the Scripps. After your full month of free trial, it's only $4.99 per month to get all this exclusive content on Android, iPhone, and on the web. Just go howl.fm/HOLLYWOOD to get started. Oh, the dolphin tanks! There's been a breach! Quick, help me fire up my private jets! Don't just sit there nailed to your chair! Don't just stare at me with that raised eyebrow look! Help me save the dolphins! It's all I can eat!
Hollywood Handbook.
So, you're being polite saying God bless you. Would somebody who's rude go to the good place or no?
Somebody who's rude would not go to the good place.
Okay, and then isn't it kind of rude to be on maybe two or maybe three TV shows and in movies when Hayes isn't even in one?
So meaning
this
like,
is a good way to approach this because I don't know if it's rude. It feels like it could be rude.
It feels rude because you're sitting across from Hayes.
Yes.
Who's beautiful.
Right.
And we
and
do
kind.
Think yeah. about taking turns and how it is well known to be nice to take turns.
And share.
Right. Yes. Sharing is good. Yes. Take turns.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But could you flip it and say like, Hayes has written for just like a cornucopia of TV shows, and I've written for none.
Well.
So who's.
Thanksgiving's coming up.
Yes. And for you to call my TV shows that is also very rude.
Wait, did mm-hmm. I use. Does that word even make sense in this? Like a corn.
I don't need to hear it again.
I'm not confident enough that it doesn't to really come out strong against it. But when you said it, I thought.
It's weird.
I'm thinking she's using it wrong. I wouldn't say it out loud.
No,
because I don't know.
The weird thing is that I was going to say plethora, but then I'm like, everybody fucking says that word.
Oh, that's
people
so
are saying it way
so
too
played.
Much.
It's so basic. Darcy, yeah. Don't be basic.
I try not to, but yeah. I
pumpkin spice.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's like,
right?
Get over it.
Yeah, get over
Stop.
It, man.
Stop.
Yeah, we get it. So anyway, you know, I think we probably cancel each other out. You know what I'm saying? Neither of us are taking turns in a way that's honestly fucked up.
But you're being okay. rude.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, even if you're both rude, you're both not going to the good place.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah. Just be me up there with Sam.
I don't know if you'll go either.
What, are you crazy?
Who is going in this
room?
Cynical world of yours?
That's the sad thing about it is like, it's such a small amount of people.
But, like, who is, like...
Who that I know is going?
Yeah.
I don't know. My mom's great.
Okay. And who is she playing with when she's up there?
Probably her mom. My grandma's rad.
Okay.
That's all I can think of.
Worm food. That's... You said it.
Yeah.
It's not rude for me to say that about it because you said it.
Worm food.
True.
What do you
think? Name someone you care about.
Worm food.
Think about it. That's what you said. Anyone you love.
What do you think happens?
What do you think happens?
And also, I'm going to be wrapped in aluminum foil anyway. So,
why?
So, well, worms don't eat me.
Yeah. They can't get in.
Why
They're
don't you just have
shine.
Like a coffin?
Huh?
Can worms get in coffins?
It's expensive and it's bad for
true.
The environment.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Why don't you just get burned up?
It's because the aluminum foil is like it would not burn. It doesn't burn. You know, like, that's the idea behind
okay,
it.
Sure.
So I would at worst be like steamed
Cooked.
Really bad.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
What do you think happens?
What do you think happens?
Well, I'm telling what I know. Water grinds the pebble to dust. The dust becomes the soil. The soil grows the tree. The tree creates the oxygen. The oxygen feeds the little organisms that bind together to become the man.
Yeah.
And the man
and we're
becomes
all made of stars.
The soil. And the pebble and the river and the tree. And so can I be worm food? I'm already the worm in many ways. Mm-hmm. And we're made of star stuff. Hayes brings a great point. So I think that when you die, you fly around outer space and you're friends with aliens and rocks.
Then in a way, aren't we all right?
Aren't we all right? I know Matthew McConaughey thinks so. Remember how he says it?
I do. Yeah. You just remembering it? Thinking on it?
Yeah, it comes back to him in these waves, like these big waves.
Yeah.
And he just has to kind of ride them out.
Hang on. I do it really well.
Okay.
All right. Remember?
Well, sort of. What? Do you feel like he maybe said the L more?
All right. That's him from the movies.
Yeah. Which movie?
Oh, I guess Contact.
Yeah, that's a movie he was
that
in.
That is how he hears it, too. It's a little, he hears everything a little bit slower.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe he will get into the good place.
Oh, that's part of it?
Yeah, like when, I think like when people feel bad for someone, they get like more points.
Mm.
Okay.
What are some of my other impressions?
Do you do any like, you know, like villains, like maybe the Joker?
Well, I mean, famously, yes. Why are you being so serious?
Right.
Can you do Casey Affleck at all?
Oh, yeah.
From which?
Gone, Baby, Gone.
Yeah. Hang on. You ever threaten her like that again, cheese, I'm going to pull you fucking cock.
So that means something. That's a couple points.
That's not bad.
Okay.
Because when cheese is threatening his girlfriend, he's not liking it.
That's true.
Okay, so.
Cheese might know where the baby is.
A little context on what's happening
more
now.
Like contact.
This person is named Kevin. That was funny.
So sorry. Yeah.
It's not because of you that I didn't laugh at that. It's just like the Kevin stuff sort of weighs heavy on me.
Yeah, no. I get you.
This, the man before you is Kevin. Kevin has something to say, I guess.
Yeah.
Hi, Darcy.
Hey, Kev.
First, I want to apologize for, like, looking at you from the window as you entered. It came off probably creepier than it was, which is, explains what I'm about to say.
Okay.
I'm first sorry for entering the room. And Sean and Hayes have also noted creepy accusations, I'd like to call it. And a lot of it is me taking photos of the guests without their permission.
Right.
So
the accusations are creepy. It's you. You are.
It's accusations it's of your, creepiness. It's you, but they're not creepy accusations.
It's you and your behavior.
The accusations are plain as day.
Yeah.
They're really straight up.
Yes.
It's hard just because it's like you looked at me outside the – like when I was pulling in, you definitely like looked at me from this fourth floor window or whatever. So like you had a weird little like eagle eye on me in a way that definitely made me feel uncomfortable.
And you probably wondered if he was taking creep shots from up there.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe he was taking creep shots
and he
already was. Is that true?
Yeah.
He likes watching people when they don't know he's watching them, doesn't he, Darcy?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would like to apologize because after I heard that you were looking at me out the window, I did whisper, "I'm going to kill you" in your ear. And that is true, right?
Yeah, and it is not the first time you've said that.
Okay,
but,
cool. So
that's all right. I'm kind of used to it at this point with
good.
You.
Well.
So I guess with that being said, can I take your photos or photos of you?
Look me in the eye when you say that.
Okay. I promise.
Can
I take photos of
She's
you?
She's doing the blink.
Her eyes messed up.
Because, her
she has a
eyelid is
up
sort of
eye.
Tenderly licking her eye.
So it's hard to do this.
Yeah.
You know, that's just – That's not on Kevin so much.
Kevin, take my photo.
Thanks.
So Kevin will be taking some photos. I wouldn't mind, Darcy, if you took a photo of Kevin as well, just because I want people to know.
And it would be interesting for him to see what it feels like.
Turn the lens.
Yeah, against his will.
For someone to take upskirts
of
him.
He No, let's get his camera away from him when he's done.
Thanks.
He's wearing a shirt today that's a shirt that I own, but I've never worn it around him, which makes me think he's seen me wearing it.
Oh,
he has some pictures of me in it that I don't know about. I didn't authorize.
And he took them to a clothes maker.
Uh-huh.
Because it is just slightly different.
Mm-hmm.
The color balance is almost a little bit off.
So, like, he took a picture and was
took
like,
a picture,
make
took
this?
It to the clothes maker, said, now I want
now
this.
I become Sean.
I become the Sean.
Yeah. And imagine if he was able to. What a chilling world. He would, you know how you'd be able to know? He wouldn't be able to do my impressions.
Oh, that's true. Like, you had another one you were about to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I remember. It's Ariel from The Little Mermaid.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Mom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a big oyster.
That's right.
Yeah.
You got it.
And now we do. Are you just taking a long time? So when. You're putting off when you have to have creep shots taken of you because you're wondering if it's not going to feel very good?
Yeah, Kevin.
I'm hoping that we can go until 3 o'clock when the next show is here, and I'll say, oh, look at that. Time to go.
Okay.
Kevin, how old are you?
24.
That's what I thought.
Like the show? Because you're such a big fan of that show. Is that why that's your age?
That's why I'm 24, yeah.
You're going to try to choke us with a towel or whatever?
I've been 24 for 6 years.
Since you discovered that show.
Yeah,
it's right, I'm the, actually
right
very
around
young
where the show
well.
Ended.
I'm actually very young as well.
Give Darcy the camera.
Did you take a picture of me, Kevin?
No. You can go first.
And I think that used to be your Instagram name, right? Or is it still?
Did you take a picture of me, Kevin?
No, Darcy Carden, famous photographer.
That's right. That used to be my... That used to be my...
But now a little too famous.
Yeah.
Ew.
Can't really have famous in the title when you're famous. Yeah. It's going to look
that
weird.
That is not why you assholes.
That's why you made the change.
No, I... It was... I'm going to barf. Mm. It's this camera's like clicking.
Sweaty.
NBC was like, we're going to make you actually famous. You can't make fun of being famous. It's a bad look.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it was more like, it was more just, I don't know how to explain it without sound. I mean, no, it's not that douchey. It just was like, they wanted my Twitter and my Instagram to be the same. So they got
They made you do it.
They said, they asked me to do it. I said, no, that's not who I am. And then they were like, please just do it. And I was like, yeah, okay.
Okay.
So fuck you both for making me... Wait, I think I turned your camera
Very
off.
Very thrilling.
Yeah. No, okay. Ooh, good picture.
His camera has a fail-safe. Yeah, that's really good. I look really good in that.
You look really good in that. Okay.
Should I act Kevin, like did you take a good picture of me today?
Not yet.
I feel like you try to make Hayes look good, and you don't really do that for me.
I work my way up to you.
He's I can see really the thing. Oh, like it's on me. X-ray mode. Oh, he has a very specific color balance.
Oh no, it's X-ray mode. Oh, he wants to see our bones.
Is that right?
What a sick freak! More skeleton porn for Kevin. Oh, sick!
I've truly never had such a hard time taking a picture.
I made it really
Kevin
hard.
Got kicked out of biology class.
Kevin, when I
for taking photos.
For being too horny.
With the skeleton.
He's randier than intern Andy.
Kevin, are you horny?
Are you almost done
He's
taking
bursting.
Photos?
He's about to burst. Look at him.
God.
This guy's dangerous.
I'm a good photographer. This is...
You must be pissed Halloween's over, huh? So much fucking skeleton porn for a freak like you. Jesus, Kevin. No wonder.
Wait, he's into skeleton porn?
Yeah, that's why he got the camera on X-ray mode. That's what gets this guy off.
Bones.
Ugh, bones. I think what happened is he heard about boning as a sexual term, and it made him picture, like, bones jamming together.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then that just like got burned into his mind or something.
You're right.
Oh God!
Don't pretend to be on the show while
it.
No, take the headphones off. This is not some kind of role play for you where you get.
This
to pretend
isn't a
that,
treat where you get to be one of us. You still have to be you.
I just want it for the photo to look professional. like you guys.
When you take my picture, I'm not being Kevin. I'm being me.
Oh, I got a good one.
For better or worse.
Darcy, what's coming up?
What's coming up?
Well, Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. No.
That's not what you meant.
Yeah. Are you at a show called Barry?
Yeah.
Okay. That's and then is that buried? Wow. Is that like people getting buried in their worm food?
Well, in a way, yeah.
Oh, no.
Wow.
But it's spelled like the name.
Oh. So how did they make that show?
Okay. So they made it by, you know, they... Bill Hader and Alec Berg wrote it.
Wow.
And then they were near a set. They're you show set. Up. Yeah, enter, said, enter Darcy.
Around 4 o'clock. And I was like, we got to get to set, or we should at least.
And
I like that you're not so bossy with it. You're like, it's a good idea if we do this.
I'm still just a woman.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But then you say,
no,
I'm in the show now.
Right. Well, they, yeah, that's right. Because they're like, oh, now I have to deal with casting. And I'm like, let me take some of the weight off your shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Lighten that load.
Yeah,
exactly. So, you know, they're we've only made the pilot. So let's talk after.
Who are you?
Okay, I'm playing Natalie. Mm. And would you really want to know about the show?
bye.
Hello, I'm John Lennon, and I'm simply having a wonderful Christmas time with all my new Earwolf merch. Just look at what Earwolf added to their store this year. Make your friends jealous, guys, with the brand new Earwolf Activity Book. Go on a magical mystery tour in your Hello from the Magic Tavern t-shirt. Shake it up, baby, with the longest, shortest time baby onesie. And there's gear from Comedy Bang Bang, How Did This Get Made, and so much more. Imagine all the deals. Go to store.earwolf.com today and use the promo code HOHO to get 15% off your purchase if you order by December 10th. Pick up a great gift for the podcast fan in your life this holiday season. Drums.
Hollywood Handbook is brought to you by Wolf Cool Productions, a subsidiary of Calvin and Hobbes. Ow, baby.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.